Oh.
You know, moving day, obviously, just a couple months away for everyone.
Yeah.
So, you too.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you prepared?
I'm ready.
Are you?
I'm excited.
Are you getting sick of living at home with the parents?
Well, not really, because I like my parents.
They're listening, by the way.
But, I mean, there's stuff I want to do that I can't do at home. Like, I kind of want to get another dog, just yeah. like mine, because the dogs we have are the family pets, but I want my own. But I feel like if I get my own dog, I'm cheating on my other dog, so I don't know yet if I'm going to.
Well, are you allowed to have a dog at your new place?
Well, I don't know yet.
Oh.
That'd be another thing I have to check out.
Yeah. That'd probably be the first thing you need to check out.
Yeah. But
or do you feel like you need the self-examination of wondering, can I move on past this dog? How long have you... What's the dog's name again?
My dog at home?
No, the one you're going to get.
Oh, because I have the name that I'm going to get faked out already. But I have two at home, Rick and Elise.
And the new dog you want to call...
Newt Gingrich.
Why?
Just because I think that's a cool name for a dog.
Wow. Can't you just call him Newt or something?
Well, yeah, but what fun is that? He needs a middle name. Gingrich could be his middle name.
Dogs get middle names?
Yeah.
Really?
My dogs have middle names.
What are they?
Elise is Marie, and Rick is Bruiser.
Bruiser's his middle name?
Yeah. Because when we got him, he was only like 1.9 pounds. He's a little runt. So we called him Bruiser because he thought he was a big, tough guy.
Oh. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Why don't you just call him Bruiser for his first name?
Because we like the name Rick.
Because we'd already picked out Rick before we even met the dog.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you wait to meet the dog before you pick out names for it?
No. Why?
Because.
You pick out names for your kids before you meet them.
Well, yes, but babies look pretty much the same, whereas dogs vary from breed to breed and everything, and how they act, obviously.
Yeah, but I'm not going to name him Spot or something. That's so original.
Well, you don't have to call him Spot, but you can at least give him the benefit of meeting you first before you label him Newt Gingrich. What if he's a liberal dog? You know?
Well, then it'll be ironic.
What if the dog's reading up on gay marriage and everything and is kind of a supporter of it? Huh?
Well, it'll be ironic then. And it'll be cool.
So irony can pay off in dog names?
Yeah. Nobody has a dog named Newt Gingrich, so.
I'm sure somebody does. And they're probably a total clown, to be honest. I'm not saying you're a clown. I'm saying that they're probably just, you know, probably some Republican person is a big Newt Gingrich fan, and so they named their dog in honor of Newt Gingrich. Not just Newt Gingrich is a funny name to give a dog. Give a dog a bad conservative name, and you hang him. Or you give him the chair, I guess would be more appropriate.
What?
I'll explain later.
Okay.